This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, Mr. Buck. Good to talk to him. It's been a while since I've had a chance to chat with him. John McLaughlin now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you been, my friend?
Well, sweet Willie Michaels. I know nobody else calls you that. Hey, Bill, first of all, I want to tell you, I haven't seen you in a while, but when I do see you, we see each other at MacFund events.
Yeah.
And you've been a great backer and supporter and come out and help us at a number of things, the Hartford Shoot and other ones. So thanks, man. I don't forget that.
I've always said, whenever you need me, just call me, and if I can do it, I'll be there. You know that.
I know that.
Absolutely.
Know
whatever you need, my friend.
Yeah, man.
I'll tell you what, you're going to get a lot more publicity because the entire world is now watching the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, how now you played with Oscar. I mean, you've seen him up close and personal and have been able to marvel at his ability. Now, it's hard to compare, but in today's day and age, how good, in your opinion, is Giannis?
You know, Bill, it's interesting. I've been thinking about Giannis, you know, ever since he's come to the club now for 3 years and watching him grow. And I've said this on the air during Bucks games on Fox, that it's like watching a chia pet and you pour water on it. I mean, he just grows right in front of us each game, each year. And he's made tremendous strides again this year. And it shows you his work ethic. And in basketball, you really improve your game in the off season. It's not during the season, it's off season. And that really is a testimony to how hard a guy works. And, you know, it's well documented that Giannis is a hard worker. Well, he's probably the hardest worker I've ever seen. And this is my 53rd year in the NBA, and I've seen the great ones, played against a lot of great ones and covered them. And a lot of people have worked hard, but this kid goes off the chart. And then you add, Bill, his gifts, you know, his length at almost 7 feet tall, his ability to handle the ball and run at that length and height. You know, he's not just a low post guy or just a 3-point shooter like some of the bigs have become. It's remarkable to watch him. Now, when you start putting him in, you know, the categories of Kareem and Oscar and Magic, Bird and Michael, it's a little early, but what we can say is the footprint is there and this young man is headed that way.
Looking at the rest of this team, John, what else do they need? In your opinion, who has to get better or play really consistently? Because I think realistically we're looking at 50-plus wins. You're hoping to get in the top four of the East, and you want to get out of the first round of the playoffs. And I think you gotta kind of walk before you can run. But who, in your opinion, has to play consistently good basketball for this team to be the support cast around Giannis and ultimately get themselves into the postseason and deep?
Well, Bill, it's a proper question, and also the way you set it up, you're correct. Now, are we going to win 50? 50, I think, is aggressive, and it would be wonderful, quite frankly. And just like the Packers with Aaron, Giannis has to stay healthy. I mean, he's without him, we're a different team. Certainly, a lot of other players do need to step up. Coming into the season, even in training camp, the concern, number one concern, was and is who's going to bring points off the bench? Who's going to score off the bench in the second unit in particular? So let's assume that Middleton comes along and does what he is really capable of, and what a fine young man he is also. We're gifted with good guys who work hard. If he comes along and can do his job in that first unit along with Giannis and then others stepping up, what can come off the bench with the second unit? Is it by committee with Mirza, with whoever, Moose, a combination of guys? It doesn't matter how it comes. It just has to come. So that's number one. Bill, I think. And number two, you can argue this one and put a number of things in that category, but it has to be team defense. If you don't play defense and defend the threes better than we did last year, then your offense has to be more than superb.
I saw that last night, John. John, I called last night a character win because it wasn't pretty, but down the stretch, Giannis got a big block, also a big rebound. You saw him bring it up the floor, dish it to Middleton. Middleton hits a big three. They go down, they get another block, a couple of rebounds. I thought it was really – it wasn't a pretty one, but I thought last night was one of those nights they scrapped it out and got that kind of a win.
You know, Bill, I said this on the air at one point that if you think about the first three games, you know, the opening game in Boston, then you play Cleveland, then you come back and win the third game against Portland, a really good team, and what a game that was. I felt like that as a player, there can be just a little bit of a psychological as well as physical letdown a little bit. It's not that you're not trying. Sometimes you just don't have as much juice. And I thought that kind of happened to us. But as you said, the guys stepped up to it in the fourth quarter and just dug it out. And by the way, that critical block was Chris Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Giannis, you know, and it wasn't John Henson. It was Chris Middleton. And so wherever the D comes from, it has to come from all of them.
Looking at the progression of a guy like Malcolm Brogdon, we were talking about this earlier, and I don't necessarily look to him to be the shooter. His numbers are pretty good. I don't know what his ceiling is, John. You've watched him over the last couple of years. You've seen him last year go to the Rookie of the Year, and then this year, obviously, and what he's kind of worked himself into. How good do you think Malcolm Brogdon can be?
You know, Bill, his maturity is remarkable, and it's delightful to watch. But it's also a testimony for a guy that stays in school for 4 years, gets his degree. He's smart. You know, he's well-spoken. He's a sharp dude, man, and he's a man, and he handles things well. Just one more guy that's class act on this Bucks roster, and you just see all that maturity in him. You know, not just basketball maturity, but person maturity. It comes through. He's a leader. I mean, he's a guy you can look to. Is he going to be a great player? No. Is he going to be a really good player? Yes. He shoots it well enough that you know, he can be that guy. Is he a great shooter? No. Is he a really good shooter? Yes. And can he become more so as he, you know, gets more and more, you know, minutes under his belt in the NBA? I think he's solid defender. He's a good basketball player, and he is an outstanding role player. Now, when I say role player, a lot of people might think, well, that's, you know, putting a guy down a bit. No, it isn't. Think of the role players through the years on every championship team. Jordan didn't win championships until they started putting better role players around him. Magic had them. We had Kareem and Oscar. But you know what? They had me knocking down Jays. They had Bobby Dandridge, a four-time All-Star. Greg Smith, an athlete. You got to have those guys because they're extremely important. Look at the role players in 01 for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You had Dog and Sam, right? And Ray, but look what the role players did. So I think Brogdon can be really a good player in this league.
Real quick before I let you go, Thon Maker seems, I mean, we know Jabari, when he comes back and he's healthy, he's ready to go, he can be certainly an X factor in the second half of the season. But the other guy that I'm looking for some advancement out of, Thon Maker, and how he's going to develop his game, what he is, because I think his ceiling is, for as raw as he was, his ceiling's somewhat unlimited. What do you see out of Thon Maker that's going to make you a believer?
Well, first of all, you know, here's a young man getting playing time. I mean, he's getting major minutes early in his career. So he needs to make the most of that. He's another player on this roster, and I know I keep saying this, but it's truth. He's a class guy. He's smart. He studies. I'll tell you, Bill, I met him the summer before he came here, 2 years ago. I happened to be at the training center out of Cousins. And it was like June or July. I think it was July or August. I don't know. And I walk out of John Hammond's office. I run right into Thon. And I said, oh, hi, Thon. I'm John McLaughlin. He says, I know who you are, number 14.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I love number 14. He said, that's my favorite number. But I can't get it. And I said, no, you can't. And he says, I'm going to take number 7. Well, it just told me that he studied. He's a guy that's going to work at it, a little bit like Giannis. He's got the work ethic of those guys. He can stroke it. We haven't seen a lot of that yet. So I think he's going to be a really good player also.
John, great stuff. Always love talking to you, man. Anytime you need me, you call me and I'll be there, okay?
Hey, Bill, we will. And number 2, don't forget, everybody, Thursday night, it's the game in the arena.
Can't wait.
And I don't know if there's tickets available, but that's going to be a special night.
Can't wait. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. I've seen so many pictures of the floor, that original-looking floor. What's it mean to you to go back over there? It's going to give you goosebumps?
It does. You know, Bill, I've been over there a couple of times for press conferences and such, and I walk in that same door that I walked in for every game and go down the ramp, and I immediately start to get butterflies in my stomach. And, you know, in 68, the first game was October 16th, 1968, we played the Chicago Bulls. And actually, that Robert Indiana floor was not the floor then. That floor came in mid-70s. And at that time, it was still in the very beginning. It was the Milwaukee Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And we played on a kind of nondescript floor with us and Marquette. And I recall that game vividly, that very first Bucks game ever.
That was one of the first times ever, if I'm not mistaken, in the NBA that they started going with painted floors.
Yeah, it was. And I know that there was a big to-do about getting it cleared through the NBA.
Yeah.
I talked to a lot of players, our players and others, when they first came in, and they thought it might be distractive to a player. But after a lot of ABA years with certain players, and we played ABA teams, you know, with the red, white, and blue ball and the things going on there, we found that the Bucks Robert Indiana floor did not distract players, and they liked it.
You're calling this game, or you're gonna be just hanging out? What are you doing?
No, this game is not televised by Fox locally. It's a national TV game.
Oh, okay.
So I'm doing some other things down there. They've asked me to say something, you know, before the tip. And so I'll be down doing some other things, but we are not televising locally.
Well, you know what? At least you get a chance to kick back, relax, and enjoy the ball game and just watch that floor and kind of recollect a little bit. I'm looking forward to it, Johnny. I will talk to you soon. Okay, pal?
Okay, Bill. Pleasure.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. John McLaughlin, Mr. Buck, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.